You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A minute or two past the top of the hour, but we've already been getting too many calls on this already.
Which makes me happy because I presented this topic to DT a couple days ago. And he gave me the dad look. Like
I was lukewarm.
He's like, really? We're doing this?
I was lukewarm.
This is, like, we've done it in the past. Let's bring it back. And I wanted to because there was a story in the news just a few days ago about somebody who was on a roller coaster. Knott's Berry Farm, I want to say it was.
Is that it?
I think it was. Anyway, imagine this scenario. You're on the roller coaster having the time of your life. And oops, you pooped your pants on it.
Well, roller coasters have been known to scare the crap out of people.
And so. I think I made a joke about how they needed to change the name of the roller coaster to the Pants Blaster now.
Hey.
And there's pictures floating around of all the poor park employees out there with their little spray bottles trying to clean up the little seat and everything. And so I was like, Dom, let's bring back where did you poop your pants?
Now, I know that I am trying to be all dignified about this, and yet I have my own story. So,
yeah.
But I'm going to go to the phones first because Jenny called, and she's a little giggle box on me. Hey, Jenny, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Jenny.
Hello.
Hi.
She calls. She goes, I got to tell my story. So what we're doing is we're saying, listen, if you've had an accident, you know, as an adult, we're not talking about when you were three.
No.
If you've had an accident as an adult, we just want to know where you were because the my location is quite unique. It's not like I was at the grocery store or something.
Yeah.
Jenny, where was your event?
I was in the back seat of my car in labor.
Oh.
You kind of get a hall pass.
I pooped on the back seat of my car. Okay. I also delivered my daughter all by myself on the back seat of my car. I didn't make it to the hospital in time.
Jenny?
I mean, pardon the pun, but holy crap, you...
Wow.
You climbed
that's
into the
impressive.
So you were driving somewhere, you pulled over and turned around, and got in the back seat.
So my husband was driving me.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you're back there and
so we got to the hospital, but he didn't realize how far along I was.
Yeah.
And I wasn't getting out of the car, and so when he opened the door and saw what was happening, he slammed the door shut. Jumped back in the car, started it back up, and raced from the main entrance over to the ER.
Mm.
And, like, he, like...
And then dumped you out and went right to the car wash.
Hosed it out?
Well, no. No, so this is, like, totally gross.
Well, wait a minute. Wait.
We're going to keep it kind of clean.
We're
but
not no, trying to... Let's just...
I threw it out.
You threw it out?
I threw it out of the car.
Well, that was that's courteous of you to do that.
But a day later, my husband was coming back to the hospital to see me and the baby. And as he was walking up, he was like,
he
who let their
oh, no!
right in the walk up to the hospital?
So it was at the hospital. Like, I was envisioning you putting the back window down and chucking it out and hit somebody, like, at a bus stop or something.
Oh, but it was on the drive from the main entrance around
okay,
to the emergency.
So it was still sitting there.
Yeah.
My God.
So, yeah, he told me, he goes, somebody let their dog, like, poop right at the main entrance.
And you're like,
and
oh, no, that's
mine. I started cracking up laughing. I was like, oh, that was me.
Well, no. You know, Jenny,
you started us off on a high note.
That's
I don't know if we're going to be able to top this one. But
and you're a rock star for delivering your own baby.
Yeah.
You are a hero.
Wow.
I'm impressed.
What's that baby's name?
Vivian.
Okay. Vivian.
It would have been funny if you'd named her Charmin or something like
Turd.
That. Turd. Sure.
No.
Tommy Turd.
Jenny, thank you for making our day. We appreciate you spending
Bye,
your mornings
Jenny.
With your boys.
Bye.
Least I can do. You guys make my day every day, so thank you.
Oh, you're gonna make me poop my pants. Thank you.
We love you to the moon and back, Jenny.
Bye, Jenny.
Bye-bye.
Can I just tell you how great it is that I see every line full right now?
I know.
I'm very happy about this.
It's making your day.
It is.
Hello, Becky. Where were you?
So, actually, I didn't poop myself. I peed myself, and I was at the light rail station by Rary Campus. About to get onto the light rail.
Aw, a little potty
and I
pants.
Still had to get on, and I got on, and I hid in the corner, hoping to God nobody could,
see
you know,
ya.
See it or
see
smell
ya.
Me.
Hell yeah. Oh, God. Well, when you got to go, I guess.
Super embarrassing.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. Right,
public transportation.
It's not like there's
no choice.
I've been, at that light rail stop there at Auraria many times. It's not like there's any trees or bushes to run behind.
It's
the middle of an urban area.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
You could have ran into one of the buildings. They have bathrooms there.
If you start running,
it's too late.
Game over.
It's coming out.
Yeah, coming out. You left a trail.
Yeah.
Becky, have a great day.
Thanks for sharing.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you for making us laugh. Who's next? Leslie. Leslie, good morning.
Hello. Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
I like the way people are able to laugh at themselves. You know, sometimes we just take ourselves too seriously.
It is. Like, at the time, it's so embarrassing, but then you do look back a little bit later, and you're like, you know what? That's pretty darn funny.
I tell you this. For mine, I was mortified. I was in my 20s. And you know, when you're in your 20s, you always take yourself too seriously.
Oh, sure.
You know, it's not until you get a little bit older, you're like, eh.
Yeah, look what
happened
to me.
Blank happens.
I got a great story.
Literally. Leslie, where were you?
Well, I just got back from a 2-week trip to Italy, and I'm not sure if you're aware, but there's no public restrooms in Rome. And so unless you actually go in somewhere and buy something, a coffee or something, you can't use the facilities. So had to go, and I was like, you know what, we went to a coffee shop and tried to get in, and the line was like around the corner, and I'm like, you know what, I'll be fine. Mm-hmm. So we kept walking, and you know, we're just walking everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I sneezed.
Oh, there's the fatal
flaw. And I was like,
flaw.
Oh, crap.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then
the funniest part, my dad goes, honey, are you okay? And I'm like, no, dad, I've already gone.
There.
I'm not okay.
Guy behind, he's like, it's a poo-poo. It's a little poo-poo.
And it wasn't number two, but it was enough that a good thing was cold out. I had two long sleeve shirts on, so I took one and put it around my waist.
There,
I was so
yes.
There
you go.
Perfect.
Atta girl.
Oh, boy. But, yes, I've told the story, and I'm like, well, nobody, not a whole lot of people could say they pee their pants in Rome.
No. Too much wine.
No.
It
was coffee.
Oh,
follow
was
the
coffee?
Guy drinking espresso. We're drinking espresso, not a cappuccino. Cappuccinos are way too big.
Well, you know, you made the Sistine Chapel a memorable experience for yourself. So.
There you go.
Hey, have a great day, Leslie.
Bye.
Thank you, you guys, too.
Thank
appreciate it.
Thank you. Hello, Matt. Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
What do you got for us?
Well, I was at baseball practice prior to my dad stopping at Taco Bell for lunch on the way there.
Okay.
And thought that it was going to be a team meeting, and I guess we didn't get the message that we were going to have a practice. So it started off with the coach having us run laps, and that started to shake the Taco Bell up.
Well,
and
that's the whole, you know, when you're sliding into first, you feel something burst.
It was Matt.
Well, we were actually taking reps, and I was at first base, and I raised my hand and asked the coach if it was all right to use the restroom, and as soon as he told me it was okay,
you just did.
I let loose.
Oh no, Matt.
Yeah,
we got it.
We got the story.
When you're sliding into home and you feel something foam.
What's the number? Sliding into third, you
feel
a
big old
turd.
What was second? When you're sliding into second.
Maybe they skip second.
Speaking of blowing stuff out your rear end, here's a quick one from Jay. Jay says, I pooped myself in a hot tub in the Bahamas.
Oh,
it was an
all-inclusive
resort. I hadn't been feeling the greatest. I'd been eating and drinking a lot, but I was in the hot tub, thought it was a toot, and it ended up being a shut-down-the-hot-tub situation.
Yeah, for like the rest of the year.
He said, funny thing, the staff treated me great and actually told me, quote, this happens all the time. All the time?
For those of you who like getting in hot tubs in public places.
His final line says, no more hot tubs for me.
Yeah.
It's Jay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this fight happens all the time.
All the time. Damn, about 5 minutes before you got in, sir. Monica, good morning.
Hello, hello.
So
hello.
Tell us where you were when this happened.
So just to preface, when I went on family trips with my family, it was like we stopped one time, and that was to fill up and go to the bathroom.
Make time.
And if you had to go any other time,
yep.
it was like, hold it. So on the way from Virginia to New York, like a few hours in, I was like, I really have to go to the bathroom. And my dad was like, you know the rules, hold it. And I'm like, okay. And my palms are starting to get sweaty. Mm. And I'm like, I really got to go. And mind you, I'm a teenager. And I have my sister also with me, who was like 5 years older. And we are in her van that she drove everywhere. And she's like, you better not poop in the car. And I was like, dude, I'm not.
Don't do it.
So my parents, like, listen, I really got to go. And they were like, we are an hour out of your grandparents' house. Hold it. Like 30 minutes before we get there, like, we're still on the turnpike. And this is like one of the stretches where we know there's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I just go, Mom. She's like, what? And I was like, I just pooped my pants.
Are
you freaking kidding me?
More like the turdpike, huh?
Hey!
Am I right?
Yes.
Am I right?
Oh, my God.
The Jersey turdpike.
I never called it that.
Now you'll never call it anything else.
Always from here on out be a turnpike.
It's like the Salt and Pepper song. You'll never hear it the same way ever again. You'll never think of the Jersey Turnpike the same way again.
Oh, Monica.
I won't.
Poor
and I
Monica.
Had to sit with my butt hovering for like the next 30 minutes. My sister was like, you better not sit down.
Old hover
you better
butt.
Not sit down. And I was like, I'm not.
Well, you're like, I told you it was coming.
Yeah, you gave them fair warning.
I would have sat down.
You know, they had it coming, so to speak.
Yep. So my sister loves to tell her friends, like, you know, growing up. Now I can laugh about it because I'm in my 30s, but I'm telling you, as a teenager, with your college-age sister telling her friends that you pooped your pants in the van.
Yeah. We can't laugh at ourselves about that stuff in our teens and our 20s, I'm telling you.
And then you traded that van
in. No.
always check your Carfax.
Right?
You know, Monica, where I was, my story is I was playing golf with some record company executives out at Arrowhead Golf Course down in the southwest part of Denver. And I thought I had had a late night with a bunch of people and bad food and everything. And we were the next morning at Arrowhead. And I didn't think that was what was happening, but it kind of did a little bit. And I had to walk around the rest of Arrowhead Golf Course in khaki shorts.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Did you have a sweater to wrap around
no,
your waist?
No, no sweater. No, middle of summer out in Arrowhead. It's probably like 95 degrees.
Get the oxy clean
out. Like Dom's khaki shorts.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I tried. Okay, so here's my favorite part of the story, and I'm really embarrassing myself here. This only happened once in my life, and this was it. And I remember telling the guy from Columbia Records, I said, oh, I think I must have sat in some chocolate. You know what I mean? Because we had golf carts, right? I said, I really must have sat.
Oh, my God.
I think I sat in some chocolate, and his line was classic. He just kind of lowered his sunglasses, looked at me. He goes, no, that's poopy. I will never forget that.
Oh, my God. I love when you tried to play it off with chocolate.
Chocolate. I said chocolate.
What else are you going to say?
God. And I was mortified. I was in my 20s. What did I know? You know, I was too serious.
Oh, man.
Monica, you kind of made our day. Have a great day, okay?
See you later.
Yes, you too, guys.
Bye.
Thank you. God, I love our listeners. We have the greatest listeners on the planet. Hey, Danielle, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Well, great. Better now. So where were you?
Okay, so I was in a Walgreens bathroom, but I was not on the toilet.
You didn't make it from the door to the stall? Is that what you're
shuffling
saying?
Shuffling in?
I didn't make it. So I had been out at a brewery with some friends, went home, and on my way home, I was like, oh, I'm not going to make it. I have to be right now. And so I found a Walgreens. And I had been, you know, when you kind of like reach your limit, like you cannot like muster up any more pee before you go. I was at that point. And so, but you know, when you walk closer to the bathroom, you feel like you have to go stronger.
Right, you just start going.
That is right. That's exactly right. There's some
it's
sort
a relief.
Of relief.
It's a relief.
There's a weird thing. As you get to the bathroom, it's like your body
is like, this is happening. Here we go.
Oh, that's a funny observation.
But I was already at the point where I couldn't, I was there, I couldn't wait any longer.
You just started going so as you walked past the gummy bears and stuff.
Yep. I made it to the bathroom, but, you know, just kind of went right there.
Away you went.
That's so good.
Oh, Danielle.
I'm so glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
See ya.
You know, my other near accident, but with number one, not with number two, was stuck on the tarmac on an airplane on a flight back from Hawaii.
Oh, I remember that. Yes, you had to really go.
You know how long. Hey, Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
You know how long those flights from Hawaii to Denver, it was direct flight. I mean, it's forever. And I had not taken the warning when they said, you know, we're going to land in about 20 minutes. If you got to go now, I was like, oh, I can hold it. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But then we ended up having to circle, and they had already done the seatbelt thing. You can't get out of your seat. Then when we landed, there was no gate available. And so the plane is sitting out there on the tarmac forever. And the person that I'm with is laughing her arse off because I am doing every kind of contortion to not pee that you can.
You've been pain.
And I'd been having beers on the flight back, and it was painful. And they're like, nobody get out of your seat. We're not at the gate. And finally, I was like, I am not going to pee myself on a plane. And I undid my seatbelt, and I went hurry up to the front, and I just looked at the two flight attendants who were strapped into their jump seats. Yeah. And I said, if I don't go in there, there's going to be an emergency. And they both at the same time pointed and said, go!
It was like, fire hose coming out.
Jessica, is that also the greatest feeling in the world?
Sweet release.
You know what I'm talking about?
Can't help it.
When you're holding it that long until you got pain, you feel it all the way through your abdomen and everything. And then you finally go, you're like, I probably was in there for 2 minutes. It was probably.
Oh my gosh.
Where were you, Jessica?
So I was at church. And
you win.
You're the winner.
You win.
You could almost end the story right there, but I do want more.
Were you in the pew?
Hey, get it?
Good. It was when I was, I think, like 8th grade, so way too old for this to be happening. And I went to Catholic school, and I was actually altar serving up at Mass, like in front of the entire congregation. It actually happened like during communion, you know, everybody was coming up. I had just gotten communion. And I was up there kneeling, like in the altar server outfit.
You're like, this is not a good position.
Like, okay, this is happening. This is happening.
And it did. It proceeded to happen.
And it did.
Oh, no.
And you said,
shuffled back.
Dear Lord.
Jess. That's a good one.
That's really good. You brought it home on a great note.
Yeah, thank you.
So thank you for calling us.
You're welcome.
See you later.
You have to go to confession after that. I mean,
forgive me, Father, for
I have pooped.
Crapped my pants.